Hello and welcome to Connecting the Dots. I'm Alex.
And I'm Morgan. Thanks for tuning in.
It is Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Absolutely. Let's quickly check in on that weather. Nationally, there are tropical storm and storm surge watches up for the North Carolina Outer Banks. Looks like conditions could get dicey there late Wednesday.
Yeah, and Hurricane Aaron is still out there, kicking up some dangerous surf and rip currents along the East Coast beaches. Stay safe out there, folks.
Definitely. And closer to home for many, the Southern Plains and Mississippi Valley are dealing with some really intense heat. Hot to extremely hot temperatures expected there.
Meanwhile, here in sunny Sacramento, looking pretty good. Clear skies, high of 91 degrees today. Can't complain too much.
Nice. All right, quick market minute for you. The Dow Jones saw a positive bump yesterday, up about 95 points. That's a 0.21%. It's actually up almost 2% for the week.
The S&P 500, though, dipped just a tiny bit yesterday, down 0.10%, but still managed a weekly gain of about 0.78%.
And Bitcoin, well, it's having a bit of a rough patch, down about 1% daily and over 4% for the week.
Oof. Okay, shifting gears to some happier news, especially for baseball fans around here.
Oh, yeah.
The San Francisco Giants. They pulled off a win against the Padres yesterday, August 18th.
Nice. What was the score?
4-3. A close one. Shout out to Robbie Ray for getting the win.
Good stuff. Any standouts?
Haley Ramos had a great game, 2-for-5 with a home run. Love to see it.
Awesome. Always good when the Giants win.
Absolutely. Okay, so today on the show, we're diving into some major tech news. We're going to connect the dots between these updates and, you know, how they might actually affect your life, whether you're working, managing family stuff, or running a business.
Yeah, lots happening, particularly from NVIDIA. We'll be looking at their internal Morningstar report for the key details.
All right, let's jump into our first big story from the Morningstar that's got everyone talking. NVIDIA's GeForce NOW, their game streaming service. It's getting a pretty massive upgrade.
That's right. Starting in September, the ultimate tier, that's the $20 a month one, is getting a serious boost with new RTX 5080 class GPUs powering the servers.
And the kicker is no price increase, right?
Yeah.
Still $20.
Exactly. No price hike, which is pretty amazing considering the performance leap we're talking about.
So what does this actually mean for, you know, someone using the service?
Well, visually, it's going to be stunning. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to stream games at up to 5K resolution at 120 frames per second.
Wow. 5K 120?
Yeah.
Or
if you prefer raw speed, say for competitive shooters, you can go 1080p at a crazy 320 frames per second.
320 FPS. That's faster than most high-end monitors can even display.
Right. It's incredibly smooth, incredibly detailed. We're talking gameplay that rivals and honestly probably surpasses a lot of very expensive local gaming PCs.
So the performance jump is legit then?
Oh, absolutely. These new servers are apparently up to 2.8 times faster than the older RTX 4080 systems they're replacing.
2.8 times.
A big part of it is improvements in their AI stuff, specifically frame generation. It's now doing 4x the work compared to 2x on the 4080s. We're talking like 62 teraflops of compute power, huge numbers.
Okay, so the power is there. But cloud gaming sometimes struggles with like the picture quality, right? Colors looking washed out, maybe a bit blurry.
Yeah, that's always been the Achilles heel. But NVIDIA seems to be tackling that head on with something they're calling cinematic quality streaming, or CQS.
ZQS. Okay, what does that do?
Well, it uses a few key technologies. First, YUV 4.4.4 chroma subsampling. Basically, it makes sure all the color information for every pixel gets through accurately. No more washed out look.
Okay, better colors. What else?
It also uses the AV1 codec. That's a newer, really efficient video compression format, so you get smoother video with less data. Plus, there's AI video filtering to clean up any, you know, blocky artifacts you might sometimes see in streams.
Interesting. And I saw something about DPI optimization.
Right. It can automatically adjust the stream to match your screen's DPI, dots per inch. That's super helpful on laptops with those really sharp, high-res screens, so text and UI elements don't look fuzzy.
Gotcha. Now, is there a catch? Like internet requirements.
Oh, yeah, there is. To get the absolute best out of CQS, you'll need a pretty beefy connection. The stream can go up to 100 megabits per second.
100 megabits. Okay, so ideally you'd want, what, a gigabit connection?
Pretty much. A gigabit or faster connection is ideal. If you're on a slower plan or have data caps, you might not get the full CQS experience. It's definitely aimed at the high end of internet speeds.
Something to keep in mind. But if you do have the bandwidth, what kind of games can you play with this new power?
Good list already lined up for launch. Think Doom, The Dark Ages, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Cyberpunk 2077 Flight Simulator,
Wow, some heavy hitters there.
Yeah, and they've mentioned upcoming stuff too, like Borderlands 4, the next Call of Duty, Outer Worlds 2, all set to leverage these 5080s.
So, stepping back a bit, what's the bigger picture here? Why does this matter beyond just hardcore gamers?
Well, I think it really democratizes high-end gaming. You don't need to spend thousands on a gaming rig anymore.
Right.
You can play these cutting-edge, visually demanding AAA games on a regular laptop, a handheld, even your TV, as long as you have that good internet and the subscription.
It makes that top-tier experience much more accessible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And compared to how much streaming TV services cost these days, $20 a month for this kind of power, it actually seems pretty competitive.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I remember lugging a giant desktop tower to college just to play games. Now you could just take a thin laptop on vacation and get like an even better experience. No more clunky rigs for trips.
Precisely. Now, speaking of upgrades, NVIDIA isn't just juicing up GeForce NW, they're also giving their main software for PC users a pretty big overhaul.
Ah, right, the NVIDIA app. They launched that beta a while back, didn't they?
Yeah.
What's new there?
They're basically trying to pull everything together. You know how settings used to be scattered between the GeForce Experience app and the old school NVIDIA control panel?
Oh, yeah, that could be annoying.
Well, they're consolidating more of that into the new single NVIDIA app. The goal is user convenience, making things simpler.
So, what are the key changes?
Okay, the big one, I think, is the global DLSS override.
DLSS, that's the AI upscaling thing, right? Boosts frame rates.
Exactly. Deep learning supersampling. Before, you usually had to go into each game's settings menu and turn DLSS on, pick your quality mode, etc.
Right, game by game.
Now you can just set a global preference in the NVIDIA app, like always use DLSS quality mode if available, and it'll just apply automatically to all supported games. There's even an overlay to show you it's
Oh,
working.
that's actually really handy. Less fiddling, more playing.
That's the idea. And they're pulling more of those classic control panel settings into the app too.
Yeah.
Things like anisotropic filtering, anti-aliasing, ambient occlusion, stuff you might tweak for older games.
So less digging through menus for those specific settings.
Exactly. Even the setup tool for NVIDIA Surround, for multiple monitors is being integrated, just making it a one-stop shop.
Okay, that sounds genuinely useful. What else?
There's also news about smooth motion. Remember that feature? It was supposed to be only for the new RTX 50 series GPUs.
Yeah, kind of like an AI frame interpolation thing.
Right. It basically uses AI to insert extra frames, making games feel smoother even if they don't natively support DLSS frame generation. It can essentially double the perceived frame rate.
So, like making a 34 TX game feel like 60 FPS.
That's the goal. And the big news is it's not just for the 50 series anymore. They're bringing it to all RTX 40 series owners too via driver update.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal for current owners, especially since NVIDIA seems to be shifting focus to the 50 series, maybe even stopping production on some 40 series cards.
That's the report. Yeah. So making the software better for existing 40 series owners is definitely a good move. It adds value to the cards people already have.
Good point. Anything else in this app update?
Just a quick note. Their AI assistant, Project G Assist, is apparently getting more efficient, uses about 40% less memory, responds faster, so little tweaks there too.
When can people get these updates?
The beta app gets updated today, August 19th, and the general public release is planned for next week.
So, connecting the dots here, this really just streamlines the PC gaming experience, doesn't it? Makes it easier for everyone, not just tech experts, to get good performance.
Totally. Less hassle, easier optimization. It's about making the tech work for you rather than you having to work the tech.
Okay, interesting stuff on the software side. Now, you mentioned NVIDIA isn't done with GeForce NW. There's another big update there.
Yeah, and this one might be even more impactful in the long run. It's a new feature called Install to Play.
Install to play, what does that mean?
Okay, so currently with GeForce NW, you can only stream games that NVIDIA has specifically onboarded and pre-installed on their servers, right?
Right, there's a curated library.
This new feature basically blows that wide open. It allows you to install games yourself directly onto cloud storage linked to your GeForce NOW account.
Whoa. So you're not limited to their list anymore.
Not entirely. There's a condition. The game needs to have opted into Valve's Steam Cloud Play system, but NVIDIA says this immediately adds thousands of compatible titles.
Thousands. How many are we talking?
They claim it will effectively double the existing library. Goes from about 2,300 pre-installed games to over 4,500 total playable games.
It's huge. doubling the library instantly.
Yeah, it's a massive expansion. And it also means you can potentially play games or even demos the day they release without waiting for NVIDIA to add them officially. Just install it yourself.
Okay, but how does the install part work? Do you have to download it every time you play?
Good question. Initially, yes, you'll likely need to download the game for each session, kind of like installing it fresh. However,
there's a catch, or rather an option.
Exactly. They're offering persistent cloud storage. Ultimate and Performance tier members get 100 gigabytes for free to start.
100 gigs free. Okay. And if you need more, you can pay for upgrades. It's like $2.99 a month for 200 gigabytes, $4.99 for 500 gigabytes, or $7.99 for a full terabyte.
So you can pay a bit extra to keep your installed games ready to launch instantly, just like on a local drive.
Pretty much. It's like having your own personal gaming hard drive sitting in NVIDIA's cloud data center ready to go.
That really changes the game for cloud streaming. What about devices? Does this help people using, say, a Steam Deck?
Oh, absolutely. NVIDIA specifically highlighted this. They have a new native GeForce NOW app for the Steam Deck, which now supports up to 90fps streaming, by the way.
90fps on the deck, nice.
And with Install to Play, Steam Deck users can access way more of their Steam library, plus games from other stores like Xbox PC Game Pass, Epic Games, GOG, all stream through GeForce NOW.
So it helps bypass the deck's own hardware limits for really demanding games.
Exactly. And it saves battery life, too. They're saying 4 or 5 hours of streaming gameplay versus maybe 2 hours running a heavy game natively?
That's a significant difference for a handheld, for sure. And it's not just the deck. The Mac client gets these upgrades too, and they mentioned 4K streaming coming to LG OLED monitors and TVs. It's broadening access everywhere.
Okay, one more thing I saw mentioned something about Discord.
Right, a new partnership with Epic Games and Discord. This is pretty clever.
What's the deal?
For a limited time, Discord users will be able to launch and play Fortnite directly within the Discord app, streamed via GeForce NOW.
Wait, directly in Discord, without downloading Fortnite or even having a GeForce NOW account?
That's what they're saying. No download, no GeForce NOW membership needed for this trial. It's a way to let potentially hundreds of millions of Discord users just click and try a high-profile game instantly.
Wow. That's frictionless gaming right there. Super easy way to get people to try cloud gaming.
Exactly. It removes almost every barrier.
So connecting all these dots,
the
RTX 5080 upgrade, the app simplification, and now this install to play feature.
Uh-huh.
It really feels like NVIDIA is trying to make high-end gaming accessible to almost anyone, anywhere.
That seems to be the core strategy. Break down the barriers. You don't need the $2,000 PC. You don't need to wait for games to be curated. You can access your libraries easily across the different devices.
It really democratizes things. Whether you're a professional just wanting to unwind, a student on a budget, or a family looking for entertainment without buying multiple consoles or PCs.
Yeah, the idea of having your whole Steam library or Game Pass library just available wherever you have a good connection, that's a really compelling vision. Less focus on owning the hardware, more focus on accessing the experience.
Definitely feels like a major shift.
A powerful move towards the cloud, making these cutting-edge experiences much more mainstream.
All right, that pretty much wraps up our look at today's big tech stories. We started with that huge GeForce NOW upgrade RTX 5080 power coming to the cloud without a price hike.
Then we looked at the NVIDIA app updates, making things simpler for PC gamers with global DLSS and bringing smooth motion to more cards.
And finally, that potentially revolutionary install-to-play feature for GeForce NOW set to massively expand its game library and make accessing your games easier than ever.
Yeah, all these pieces together really show how technology, especially cloud tech, is becoming more accessible, more convenient, and frankly, more powerful for everyone, gamers, professionals, casual users alike.
It certainly makes you wonder about the future, doesn't it? Is owning that high-end local hardware going to become less and less necessary?
It's a fascinating question, and the trend seems to be pointing in that direction, at least as an option for many people. We'll definitely keep watching it.
We absolutely will. Thanks so much for tuning in today.
We're here to help at Snarful, so reach out on our website if you have any more questions.